من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه practice and sometimes he would ask people after Fajr prayer that if anyone has seen any dream vision and they could mention, and the Sahaba used to mention if anyone has seen, that it is a great sin to say something of dream which a person has not seen. No matter if you just say a normal dream, even that you went to town and you bought a piece of cloth or packet of chocolate, that still is counted Kabira sin. Because why is it? Because a person is attributing it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah azza wa jalla is the sure of the dream, good dreams. So just to take blessings and so that we are not deprived of that sunnah, I also ask you, if anyone amongst you wants to ask about a dream they have seen, so they could mention. Kisi ne agar khwab dekhi hai to wo uske pooch sakte hain. So like that, I am fond of dream like this, anything like that, but it's just to emulate and Rasulullah's residence habits and ways. बस यही है. जी, इसकी ताबीर जो समझ में आ रही है वो ये है कि हज़रत अब्दुल्ला इब्ने अब्बास रज़ी अल्लाह ताला अन्हु की एक ख़ास ख़ुसूसियत थी सहाबा किराम रिज़वानुल्लाह ताला अन्हु अजमाईन में, कि आप फरमाया कि हिब्रु हाज़िहिल उम्मा, कि ये इस उम्मत के आलिम, बहुत बड़े आलिम हैं. हर उम्मत के वो आलिम होते हैं ख़ास ख़ास, तो ये उनमें से एक ख़ास सहाबा रिज़वानुल्लाह ताला अन्हु अजमाईन है. और ख़ुसूसन उनको इल्म कुरान और इल्म तफसीर और कुरान का ख़ास इल्म अता फरमाया गया था, यानी इसी उनकी खसूसियत थी सहाबा में, इसलिए अक्सर तफसीर उनसे मरवी हैं और किताबों में आती हैं. तो इसकी ताबीर ये होगी, जो ब्रिटिश पासपोर्ट जो आपने देखा है वो कौम की तरफ इशारा है, मुल्क की तरफ इशारा है. पासपोर्ट का मुल्क की तरफ इशारा होता है, उसे मुल्क मुराद है और कौम मुराद है. तो यहाँ यानी वो पासपोर्ट आपने देखा है, फिर जो आपने कहा कि मैं वो दिखाना चाहते हैं, तो इससे मुराद ये है कि औलिया अल्लाह रिज़वानुल्लाह अलैहिम अजमाईन اور صحابہ اکرام رضوان اللہ تعالیٰ اجمعین، ان میں خاص خاص وہ لوگ تھے کہ جن کو اللہ پاک نے خاص خاص فیوزات عطا فرمائے، اور ہر صحابی کسی نہ کسی ایک یا زیادہ وصف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا اس میں پایا جاتا ہے. اسی لیے شیخ عبدالعزیز بان نے فرمایا کہ مجھے کسی صحابی سے بغض رکھنا وہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بغض رکھنا، کیونکہ وہ ایک وصف کا وارث ہے. تو وہ آپ نے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ایک وصفی وصف سے بغض رکھا. تو یہ تو ان میں بھی خاص اوصاف پائے جاتے تھے. تو اس سے مراد یہ ہوگی کہ یہاں اس ملک میں کہ عنقریب یعنی ان کی طرح یا ان کے فیوضات سے جو ہے قرآن جو ہے وہ بیان کیا جائے گا اور سمجھایا جائے گا، اور اس میں جو لوگ شاید آپ نے دیکھے ہیں اپنے آپ کو شاید ان کا بھی کوئی حصہ پڑ جائے اس میں. تو جو پھر کہا گیا ہے کہ وہ دکھاؤ نہ، وہ دکھانا چاہتا تو میں کہا اب نہ دیکھو. تو یہ مطلب یہ ہے کہ جب یہ بیان ہوگا قرآن تو اس طرح تو لوگ یا اپنے میں سے بھی ہم میں سے بھی لوگ جو ہیں وہ سوچیں گے کہ بھئی یہ کہاں سے یا یہ کس طرح جو ہے یہ بیان ہو رہا ہے، اس میں خصوصیت اور اتنا افادیت پائی جاتی ہے. تو یہ اشارہ اس طرف ہے کہ وہ روحانی معاملہ ہے، وہ اس کے تعلق آپ نہ کرے دیں کہ کہاں سے بیان ہو رہا ہے، وہ دیکھیں آپ کے وہ بیان جو ہے وہ کیا ہو رہا ہے، یہ نہ دیکھیں بیان کون ہو رہا ہے کس ملک سے ہو رہا ہے. تو یہ اشارہ ہے کہ وہ آپ ملک کی طرف، جیسے عام لوگوں کا ذہن ہوتا ہے مثلا کہ بھائی ہم عرب میں ہی جو ہے علماء پائے جاتے ہیں، ہندوستان میں کم ہے یا دوسرے ملکوں میں. تو یہ اشارہ ہے کہ آپ یہ ملک کا نہ دیکھیں بندہ کہاں رہ رہا ہے، دیکھیں کہ وہ کس کی بات اور یعنی کیا بات وہ کر رہے ہیں، اور خصوصا قرآنی علوم کے بارے میں. تو اس میں یہ اشارہ ہے کہ آپ کی جو ہے کچھ کچھ نہ کچھ اس سے واسطہ یا وقت آپ پائیں گے اس کا کہ جس میں وہ اس طرح بیان یا قرآنی علوم سننے کا موقع شاید آپ کو ملے. یہ اشارہ ہے اس طرح. تو ماشاء اللہ اچھی مبارک خواب ہے. تو اور کچھ When did you see that dream and what time was there in the night or day?
Yesterday night, yes, so before Fajr prayer. Some of our brothers and Abi and Jaga Segre far away, and then we climbed to the sky and we brought something from the sky. New diagrams regarding about three girls. Name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we came down and such a beautiful place we went in, and we brought some land to make a khalkha. Saying from there, you know, he's still there, the concrete wall on it. Then we went to that place to build a house, and my brother Saeed was with me, and I was telling him how to build this and how this up. Then I was lost somewhere, you know, I went to some places, you know, in the jungle, and I saw this woman. persons there as well. That woman was telling me about my whole story, about my life story. And she saw the in the water, and she saw a photograph of my family, you know, saying this, you know, and she telling the future, you know, what's going to happen to your family, what's happened to my family life, you know, or my situation. She said, I know you're wrong. And they're the ones wrong as well, you know, but hopefully everything's going to be all right. And I was saying, you know, I haven't done anything wrong, but that's one that happened. And the lady goes, everything's going to be all right, you know. Everything's going to be side, you know.
In this dream, there is some part which is contaminated from the influence of one's nafs and shaitan, but some other part is separated from it. And it happens sometimes, most of the time, well, it does happen because until a person's zat is purified. You see, when you commit a sin, or a person commits sins, I commit a sin, a layer of darkness enters the full body. It's not only, it starts from the heart, the spiritual part, but it covers from head to toe. It's like a clothing or a layer of darkness tailor-made for you, and it comes and it covers your body. And you don't even feel it. It's there because that is so... spiritually you don't feel it because it is so lower level, or the perception is not there, but gradually when it builds up, it becomes completely thick, it becomes a thicker, and person even doesn't know how they have become affected by it. Even makruhat, makruh amals which are committed, even with them also these layers actually come. Until they are present in a person, their dreams are not going to be free from contamination, they should know. If they are purified, then almost no layers of the darkness, then their dreams doesn't need interpretation. It's mostly, it is as they see. But the more they have, the more it will be far-fetched, and it will be a dream which would be definitely need interpretation, and very far-fetched interpretation because of the due to the darkness. Anyway, this dream is referring to about the future regarding the brothers. So necessarily it doesn't mean for now, immediate now actually. But people from amongst you, or people who will follow the dream, that they will get new. Sky is actually a part of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Lohe Mahfuz. And the angels descend from there. So it is like that we will, the people will get more explanation and guidance and about the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously there's no addition to the Sharia or anything, but everything is going to be just an explanation or more in depth. Like we mentioned about the tariqah from Rasulullah and the Sahaba, the tariqahs are already in them and they practice. But still now I am trying to clarify myself and yourself's mind, because so many things, after even listening so much time and reading, people still don't get, and it's their own fault, and plus shaitan and other people and the books they read and the speeches they hear, they may have a different view. And to get that completely eradicated and eliminated, and to give them clear guidance and clear direction is difficult. So ye hai ki ye Allah ki taraf se, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that people will get more guidance regarding the tariq, regarding his closeness. Allah's name is referring to Allah's zikr and Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness. And then, as you have seen, that yes, there will be the indication that new places will be built in the future. New, as you have seen, Khanqa or Zawiya building, actually, there And then there are further indication that some very pious person, righteous person amongst the awliya, salihin, who normally people, as I say, that they awliya of high ranking awliya and the very high ranking awliya, they always stay hidden. The hidden means people, it's not hidden that the people can't see them, it is that they are like people so much that they behave like other people, in a sense that as a normal religious person will behave or dress, that's how they don't actually do anything else or show karamat or anything that is higher ranking. And then there are other levels as well, lower level when people show karamats and things like this. But high ranking, they stay hidden mostly. So, isme ye dream mein ye bataya gaya ki one, a pious righteous person will be buried somewhere there as well. By unki logon ko unka amongst the people, that in future, in near that vicinity or khanaka or any, that there will be pious righteous people who will be buried there. तो ये मुस्तकबिल के बारे में, इट इज रिगार्डिंग एक्चुअली द फ्यूचर कमिंग व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन एंड द व्हाट डिड यू सी आफ्टर दैट दैट आफ्टर द पीपल वर देयर वाज अ कंक्रीट एंड पीपल वर
इट्स ब्यूटीफुल गार्डन एंड सो मच फ्रूट ऑन द ट्रीज एंड पीपल वर ईटिंग दोस
And that is the result or the fruit, you may say the fiyuzad, which I have just said to you, the fiyuzad, the spiritual blessings and teaching, that it will become like a garden for people. Like Rasulullah said, the gardens of zikr, the gardens of Jannah, of the majalis of zikr. So these three, obviously, it is our inability and our shortcoming, we have not been able to convey it as such. But one time will come when it will be conveyed, or people will know it will be like a garden and people will benefit. Because now it is just like, well, alhamdulillah, we know we can actually tell, but it is, you may say, because gradually exposed, so it is like, you may say, in making. Regarding the manifestation of it is like a history in making. So, but when fully it will be available for other people and other humanity will benefit from it. So that garden is referring to that. And what thereafter did you say? Right, but after, I have already mentioned the question of that.
Then I went to some other place, some children in this house, a very old house.
Now, that is the part which is added from Shaitanic and influence. From there on, the last part is actually just your own thoughts and it's coming. That's where the dream actually ends. और एनी वन एल्स किसी ने पूछ रहे हैं, किसी ने कोई ख्वाब देखी है तो वो पूछ सकता है जनरली इन जनरल सेंस.
Has come into the Khanqah, but crazy. And this time I woke up and I was already late. That's it.
Sorry, say it again.
Just before I was waking up from the thing, seeing the brother Shiraz, we used to come together for the meetings. I've seen him, but he's already here, and I am late. And you yourself telling him that he goes and bring me for the meeting. That's when I wake up, and I've looked at the time, I have already late.
You looked at the time?
When I woke up.
Yes.
It was getting late.
Which majlis were you talking about?
Just this majlis now.
Okay. But iski koi tabir, it is not to do with interpretation. That was just what actually it served the purpose of actually waking you up. This is also one type of dream, and it is a commanding dream, and a message is for immediate, for example, to some people, for prayers, they get up due to, obviously there are angels assigned as hadith in Muslim, says, on the person's heart, and sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's up to him who he uses the angel, who uses his awliya, salihin, as a medium to guide people or to urge them towards, direct them towards piety, righteousness. So iski koi tabir nahi, it was for that type of dream which is just I mentioned. So it is referring to time to be conscious and wake up. And these type of dreams only come few times, and they don't. It is to remind the person, because it's not Allah's responsibility to remind every person such individually, but as a mercy and a blessing, when some person is showing a little bit of laziness or anything like this, so he might get warned few times, or he might get encouraged few times. Then if they don't take heed, then Allah Zawajal leaves them to themselves. Then it's like a person who becomes displeased with them, and he turns away from the person and says, let them do whatever they want. I'm not concerned with them.